This is The Takedown, the ultimate in MMA radio.
Awesome was last week's show. How awesome was last week's show?
Well, I was pretty awesome. Thank you.
Damn it. Move your phone. Move your phone.
It's where it normally is.
I'm telling you, but if you move it back, I'll quit hearing it. That's what happens every week. You can't hit that. And it just... Move it.
What kind of radiation is that thing giving?
No, I'm still hearing it. I don't know what's going on. What kind of radiation? Gamma. Turns to it. And it stops. When he touches it, it stops. It's so weird. Awesome. I went back and listened to last week's show. Incredible. Great interview with John Jack. My attention was held just as much listening to it as it was when we actually interviewed him.
I did notice one thing.
Yeah.
He didn't exactly answer my question when I asked him about where to find him
online. Where people could find him online, I realized that. Yeah, and we should probably do that, Stu. Do you know his website off the top of your head?
Not right off head.
Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, you're a dead man now.
Get him, Jean-Jacques. Get him, Jean-Jacques. We will look that up while we're talking.
If you need to find information, contact Jay Zabellis on Facebook. He is the man in charge.
Now, last week, Stu was the sick one on the show.
I'm kind of still getting over it.
Well, Stu and I need to quit making out.
Yeah, well.
Because I got sick this week, so if my voice sounds a little off, I'm clear of most of it at this point. Mm. But I had kind of a cruddy week, and with being sick, I...
It wasn't the job?
Oh, the job always makes... It's literally JeanJacquesMachado.com.
And, yeah, you can find him on Facebook, too.
And he has an app.
And he has apps.
Mm-hmm. iTunes and Android, I believe.
So, Jean-Jacques. It's JeanJacquesMachado.com. There's an S on that. So, it's...
J-A-C-Q-U-E-S.
Yes. So, JeanJacquesMachado.com. And if you didn't catch that, rewind it.
.com.
Don't have to great interview, though. I personally loved having the interview, and I loved going back and listening to it. It was outstanding.
Mm. I'm actually kind of psyched on talking to Jay now, because I want to hear kind of some stories of him learning and training.
Yeah, and who Stu's talking about is Jay Zabellis, who we're going to be talking to very soon. We kind of...
we wanted to get a hold of him while he was here in town.
We did talk to him, but he was...
He was kind of busy.
Jean-Jacques was really busy. He set some time aside, and in order for him to do that, Jay kind of took up the slack while he talked to us, which we greatly appreciated. So we talked to Jay and decided we would just get him on the horn and just have a call. We love doing it in person whenever possible, but sometimes it's just not possible.
Well, we might have to do it in person when we go to L.A.
L.A. Stew. No, predict. I don't know where I was going. Stop.
Hopefully it'll be sometime next spring or summer we're going to be going.
I'll just stop.
What you know that we don't know.
We were talking about it last week. Want to try to get out to L.A.
Yeah.
Well, what it is Sifu Reed is planning on...
That'll be Charles Reed, Reed Academy, readacademy.com.
Is planning on taking one of his purple belts out to... California to get tested for his brown belt.
Hey!
And then it'll probably just be him and the other guy. And then probably later on...
Yeah, the way
he's going to make a trip out with a bunch of people.
The way he put it is literally what Stu just said. He's making a trip out here very soon, but it's just going to be him and one other person.
Just so he can do a test
because
for
he's testing up to a belt. And then later on this year, he wants to go out, and that's when a group... Hopefully we'll be able to go, and I talked to him about a week or so ago, a week and a half ago, and he hasn't decided on a date yet, but I told him to let us know. because when that happens, we would like to try to get out there, hopefully, and
that'll be sweet.
We will let everybody know should that happen, and we'll try to snag a couple interviews while we're out there. But
yeah, I got a couple of people in mind too. A few students of his that I've seen out there.
Cali, man, I've never been, and I want to go.
Maybe we can stop by and see Scott Epstein while we're out there. See what kind of stuff he can yell at me for.
Maybe we can go to Bob Barker's house and check out his kickboxing skills.
Isn't he dead?
No.
Bob Barker isn't dead.
Yeah.
Price is wrong.
Anyway. Barring anything, as I say this, we should have a couple really awesome interviews on this week's show, but we haven't officially got them yet. We're going to get them tomorrow, so hopefully everything works out and you'll actually hear those interviews on the show.
We promise.
And I'll probably keep those two together. What do you think, Stu? The two ladies?
Yeah. I'd
put them both on this show.
Yep, I want to try to have them both on the same.
Since they're going to be going up against each other, that'll be the way to go. I'm not going to say what they are in case I screw it up and they're not on here, and then I'll just have these guys fake ladies' voices, and they'll be like,
"Hi, my name is."
That was horrible too.
He can do his little lisp, Mike Tyson.
What's he doing, Stu?
Hey, Stu.
Now, what's he doing, Stu? What's he be wrong with you?
Hey, what's up, Stu?
You sound like.
I have nothing at this point. dude, don't talk about it.
I am Chris Cyborg.
that was your Chris Cyborg impression, huh?
I'm Chris Cyborg.
It's Arnold.
Don't look sexy in this bikini.
No.
Yeah.
So anyway, guys, do we have anything coming up? Of course, we mentioned it, or we'll keep mentioning it. Bellator 84.
Hammond, Indiana,
December 14th.
Next to Chicago.
Right by Chi-Town. We're going to be there.
We going to Chicago.
Let us know if you're in the area. Let us know a good place to go. Because we want to go somewhere afterwards.
Yeah.
I do want to put a shout out for one of the fighters that's going to be coming or fighting out of the Reed Academy here soon. Chris Tucker, he's actually going to be fighting at the Spartan Fighting Championships.
Rush Hour.
Night of Champions on December 1st out at the Montgomery County High School Arena.
And
I believe that's in Kentucky.
Dude's going to be
Canada.
Canada.
And what you going to be doing in Canada, Stu?
Training with the Canadians.
Over don't drink the water.
Windsor.
I'll be drinking the Foster's. Oh, wait, no. It's
not even the right.
Not even close.
Not even the right continent. Yeah. And
wrong hemisphere. Jeez.
And by the way, Australians don't like Foster's, man. They hate that crap. That's why they send the swill here.
maybe we'll watch some hockey or something.
I think Labatt. There you go. I think Labatt Blue is
go to a Tim Hortons. There you go.
We got one here.
Yeah, we do. But Timmy Hortons is from there. And do you know who Tim Horton was, Stu?
The guy that made the restaurant?
I believe he was a hockey player, if I'm not mistaken. Okay. But I believe in Canada, it's Labatt Blue. That's the Canadian brew. Correct me if I'm wrong, the Canada Canucks. Listeners. We're okay with that. We don't know. We just know what we... See, here in America, they tell us stuff. Like, we thought all Australians drank Foster's and said, crikey. Turns out that's not true.
No.
None of them do. I don't know. But we have our belief systems here in America. And
yeah, they show us their Crocodile Dundees, and next thing you know.
Well, now, to get completely off subject, he was actually a huge star in Canada.
Oh, yeah?
Crocodile Dundee?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Paul Hogan?
Yeah.
Monster star in Australia.
Monster?
Actually started at... Have you ever heard the story of Crocodile Dundee, movie? He was this big star. He did, like, TV ads and stuff. Huge. And he actually started looking for backing to do this movie. And he got so much money sent his way that they actually had to send some of it back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They had a huge, huge, huge star there. And, yeah. Hey, Crocodile Dundee's a good movie. First one, the second one. Third one?
Oh, that's when it was in L.A. and
yeah. Which didn't make any sense. It's like... Well, let's do a duck out of water story. He did that in the first one. He's been living in America for a while, so I don't understand.
Yeah.
Also, I want to kind of put this out there. I haven't seen it yet. Came out on the 14th, a movie called Buffalo Girls. If anybody, if it's playing in your area and you want to get out, try to check it out. But it is basically the story of, it's a documentary about these young girls in Thailand that, like, at the age of 8, are put into professional Thai boxing just to make money for their family. And it, it's supposed to be an excellent, excellent documentary. If anybody's seen it, please let us know.
Yeah, I was reading about it. I was pretty interested in checking this out. Wow, what the hell?
It's his phone. And it stopped. I don't know why it does it for a few seconds and then it stops. And it's weird. Sounds like somebody being electrocuted. It's interesting. But yeah, if anybody's seen it, let us know. I would love to find it if I could find it.
Faulty equipment.
If I could find it in the area. That's what she said. Oh. I would love to check it out, though. So, but it looks really... Maybe it's just stew.
Does anybody have a Geiger counter?
It stops. Maybe you shouldn't be putting that phone up to your ear. I'm afraid what
yeah,
it's doing.
Yeah, watch it in your front pocket, too. Maybe you want to have some kids later. Just
I've noticed a sizable lump forming on your forehead.
At the forehead.
I said sizable. Oh, we digress. Anyway, yeah, I would like to make it out to Tucker's fight, actually.
That should be a good one.
Stu's going to be in Canada, but we're going to be around, so maybe we'll try to shoot up there for it. I'll have to check things and out.
Oh, by the way, Stu, are you going to go to the strip clubs over in Canada?
Probably not.
Isn't it like the strip club capital
it's like
of the world?
Yeah, it's, like that? Well, that's what I hear.
I think so.
But I'll be kind of poor, so Bellator is going to be coming up 2 weeks after that.
Yeah, following it, he's going to be going, we're going to be heading out to Chicago.
Like a, yeah, maybe we could find like a nice Canadian. Yeah, Canadian.
Canadian.
A Canadian.
Are hookers legal up there?
Hey, you know, it's a... I don't know.
Yeah. Canadian. Question is, are they free?
Dude, what is wrong with you? You're going to go to Canada and then to Chicago. I mean, could you pick two colder places this time of year? When you're just going to go to Alaska next, Antarctica?
Well, you know what, though? It's better than going to there during the summertime. It's like, why would you go to some places that are cold all the time?
Huh?
Well, Chicago's windy.
Right.
So
you
get
the chill.
I kind of see what he's saying.
But we went
it's better
to
go in.
Oh, it was
we
hot and hot as can be.
We went
last
in August.
Time.
It was I wasn't cold.
No,
was
no, it was very nice temperature.
Yeah, it was good. So we were in shorts and stuff. So.
It's a good time.
Oh, yeah. So, anyway, yeah. I'm don't
off
know.
Track. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's okay. We're allowed to. The beginning of the show is always banter and babbling. And we've been mentioning it. I'll keep mentioning it. We're going to be switching feeds. As soon as we know what that feed is going to be, we will tell you. But for the first month of the switch,
it's going
to
be greens.
You will be able to get it here and at the new feed, and then it's going to stop. All that's going to mean for you, if you're downloading on iTunes, I'll tell you when. You just go into iTunes and subscribe to the new one. It's a click of a button. You're done. If you're listening on the website, probably won't change much. You'll just keep listening to the website. If you, by some chance, are downloading directly from Podomatic, that's what'll stop, and I'll tell you where you can get the new stuff. If things work out the way we're hoping to work out, I think we get an app and stuff with the new gig, so.
Get an app for that?
Yeah, which would be awesome.
Sweet.
Also, be paying attention if you've been going to the website. Casey and I and Stu and
Kenda.
Whoever else wants to throw in their 2 cents. No, your 2 cents counts a lot on designing things. I think you have a pretty good eye for where things should and shouldn't be, and I think all that comes from constantly being on the damn internet and constantly buying shirts. That's why
I'm a shirt connoisseur.
When Stu gives his input on t-shirts, it's good to listen because he is a shirt connoisseur, especially MMA style shirts.
He knows.
But the website's going to be changing. We're started designing a new one. It'll be a little
and,
while.
And keep a lookout. The Stujitsu line will be coming out shortly. Casey here has been developing some really funny and interesting stuff.
And with that said. We've just started designing our new t-shirt for the Takedown. And by just, I mean just. We just started talking about it the other day and just...
What kind of porn are you looking up now?
Actually, Bob Barker's old girlfriend, Diane Parkinson.
So, okay. Parkinson. Sorry. Does she shake a lot?
I like to shake that ass.
Anyway.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Wow.
Just wanted to rate it X.
So, yeah. This is a good time to go into our sponsor. we have a sponsor now here on the Takedown. Wow. Hold on, I'm typing.
You can't find it?
Can't find what? Our sponsor? I know who our sponsor is. But I want to make sure I give the right web and stuff. Anyway, we met these guys a while back at, probably at Initiation, I would guess, but at one of the events we were at.
They were at American MMA, and they were also Initiation, yeah.
So through that, we've kind of got to know them, and we got in contact with them and worked out kind of a mutually beneficial thing. Our sponsor now is Swollen Knuckles Clothing.
Woo!
If you guys haven't seen Swollen Knuckles, they sell, you know, different MMA-inspired T-shirts and
gear and, you know, paraphernalia. You know,
paraphernalia. I think that beanies, hats, sweatshirts, T-shirts, things along those lines. Stu, do you own some Swollen Knuckle Clothing? Do you not?
I do.
And what do you think?
I like it.
Is it of the highest?
I like it a
lot. Is it of the highest quality?
I actually sport one of the Swollen Knuckle gi patches actually on my gi.
And, sir, it looked luxurious.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
I highly recommend going over to SwollenKnucklesClothing.com. That's SwollenKnucklesClothing.com. Or you can go over to TheTakedownRadio.com and click on it. It'll take you right to them.
And just tell you how big Swollen Knuckle is. He sponsors fighters like Daniel Strauss. He's done Kung Lee and many, many others.
All I know is I really want the Badman hooded sweatshirt because it looks pretty.
I think I have.
You have the Badman shirt.
I have the shirt,
which is the one with the number one. I think in the like American flag.
Yeah, I believe I couldn't afford it the last time around.
But they have male and female. You can get a women's shirt. You can get women's beanies over there.
They got like women halter tops.
Do they have women? So go on over, check out SwollenKnucklesClothing.com, or like I said, go over to TheTakedownRadio.com and just click on it. Buy something and let them know that The Takedown sent you, because it'd be nice for you to do that, because we love you. And hopefully through them, you know, maybe we'll be able to give some stuff away here in the future and have some contests and stuff. But in order for us to do that, you guys got to actually get in contact with us.
Yeah, talk to us.
And I've said this before. I've been putting the word out a little bit more. We want to start playing some of your voicemails here on the show. I don't care what you say. You can tell me your thoughts on women in the UFC. You can tell me what got you started as a MMA fighter, or what your favorite form of martial arts is, or you can tell us we suck, you can tell us how much you hate the Cage Report and want to beat Casey's face in.
Hi!
Doesn't matter. You can tell us whatever you want. You can call us here at 513-407-4849. Leave us a message, and we'll play it on the show.
And if you guys can do it while you're drunk, that'll be awesome.
Yeah, you can drunk dial us too. We don't care. Mm-hmm. Whatever you want. Is there anything else we should mention before I kick it into the Cage Report for this week? Anything I'm forgetting? Anything importante?
You mentioned Bellator already.
Yes, Bellator
84. not anything I can think of at the moment.
Alrighty then.
Yay!
We got it all. That's right. So with that, that was loud.
That was loud.
eat that, listeners. with that, I'm going to go ahead and kick it off to Casey with the Cage Report, where he still can't help but play with his microphone every week.
Yay!
And give bad reviews.
Nah, his news is pretty good. His news is
and now good. To the card.
So-and-so won by a unanimous decision.
Well, I brought up my knockout.
Put a little oomph into do your thing.
All right. Here we go.
Knockout.
Casey, Cage Report.
Want to get in touch
with us? We can make that happen. You can email us.
TakedownShow@gmail.com.
We highly recommend you do that. Tell us about any events you might have coming up. We'll gladly mention them here on the show. Maybe you just want to call us. Well, we got a number.
Use it.
513-407-4849. Leave us a message. We might just play it
if we like it.
So go ahead. Contact us. We dare you. The Takedown MMA Radio. TheTakedownRadio.com.
Oh, will you look at that?
This is the Takedown MMA Radio.
Shit just got real.
And now, KC Masterpiece presents to you the Cage Report. Sit back. It's bound to be a bumpy ass ride.
Hello, folks. It's time for another exciting Cage Report. Now, here's the news you all can use. UFC head honcho Dana White has made it official. Ronda Rousey will now hold the women's bantamweight champion title for the UFC. The question is, who's going to challenge her? Fans were expecting to see a Cyborg versus Rousey matchup, but that is likely to be far from happening. White told reporters, "Our matchmakers have talked to their camp, and she doesn't seem too excited to fight Ronda." White said, "Although we don't know right now who will be fighting Rousey, but we do know that the fight will be featured on pay-per-view and Ronda will likely get top billing." "Bring in the 135-pound division," said White. "I'm trying this whole women's thing out. Obviously, Ronda is a champ. I think Ronda has the potential to be a big star. She's already getting media that we've never even gotten before. And she's never even set foot in the UFC yet. That's the division that we're bringing in. Don't know about you folks, but I for one can't wait. Now for some bad news. You might want to sit down for this. Canadian MMA clothing company, Headrush, is rumored to be bought out by, I kid you not, Justin Bieber. Lately, Bieber has been seen in a lot of UFC events, and believe it or not, the Bieber's dad was a competitive Muay Thai fighter. So how will a possible Bieber acquisition affect the Headrush brand? Who knows, but before you buy that next Headrush shirt, try not to catch Bieber fever. Now for some UFC 154 action. Pablo Garza defeated Mark Hominick by decision. Rafael Dos Anjos defeated Mark Bocek by decision. Francis Carmont defeated Tom Lawyer by decision. Although he's kind of robbed. Johnny Hendricks defeated Martin Kampman by knockout. George St. Pierre defeated Carlos Condit by decision. And last but not least, Nick Diaz in a tweet in between bong hits to GSP stating, "I am not impressed by your performance at George St. Pierre." St. Pierre commented on the tweet sent by Diaz during the post-fight press conference and said, "I did better than Diaz did against Carlos. Can this be the beginning of a possible Diaz versus GSP bout? Not until Diaz is finally done with his suspension in February for testing positive for marijuana. Just say no, kids." Well, that's it for the Cage Report. If you have any news that for your man KC, hit me up at kctakedown@gmail.com. Smell you like... Oh, crap. Okay, folks, I just got a breaking news story from TMZ. Hector Macho Camacho is in critical condition tonight after being shot multiple times in Puerto Rico. The former boxing champ was reportedly in the passenger seat of a car when another vehicle rolled up and someone then opened fire, striking Camacho several times in the neck and face. The driver of Camacho's car was reportedly killed in the attack. According to reports, Camacho was taken to a hospital and is currently listed in critical condition. Cops are investigating. So far, it's unclear if police have identified any suspects. Story developing. Wow. Again, that's from TMZ. Wow. First breaking news story of the Cage Report. But we'll keep you posted on Hector's condition. And until then, Smell you later.
Well, we are on the phone with Jessica Evil Eye, and I got to start by saying, what a great name. It works so well, just to be able to insert the evil right in there. A great nickname. Start off, when did you first become interested in MMA? I mean, you had said before in the past that you were involved in other sports prior to MMA, but what made you say, hey, I think I can get in there and fight?
I guess just being raised by my father and my brothers, you know, I think that my whole life I was kind of raised to be a tough female, and just kind of I've always been a tomboy. So at any rate, the older that I got and I had heard about UFC and I had heard about, you know, fighting and stuff like that, that whenever I had met some people from the gym, it was just, it fit perfect. And it just, you know, one thing led to another. I started doing kettlebell classes, and then I tried jiu-jitsu, and then I started doing some striking classes, and then the next thing you knew, I really enjoyed everything that I was doing.
Now, when you first became involved in MMA, how did you find training different from other sports you've been involved in?
Well, it was only easier to train the way, you know, spend 2 days, you know, only train, maybe not go out and do stuff at night, because I knew I had training in the morning, because I cared so much. And it was the first thing that, like, I ever really felt extremely passionate about. Like, you know, I played some college soccer, and you know, I played other sports too, and I just didn't feel the dedication like I did for this. Like, I liked the way it felt to train. I liked the way it felt to feel like I was achieving something.
Yeah, and that camaraderie with the teammates, I find, helps a lot too. I don't know what it is about martial arts that does that, but it does do that.
And I had a chance to meet some really awesome people. I've met some really shady people, but most of all, I mean, I've got the best teammates ever. I mean, I really do. I can't complain.
You're saying there's shady people involved? No way.
Right? MMA?
We've met a few ourselves. But overall, like you say, most people are really great. I find most people just have a passion for it, and that's why they seem to be involved. But there's a business side, too, unfortunately.
Heck yeah.
Now, when you were, what, 16 years old, you were involved in a pretty serious car wreck, correct?
Yeah, I was done with a Sunday morning or Sunday like mid morning indoor soccer tournament. Definitely played soccer for a long, long time. So I finished the tournament, and I was on my way home, and my car broke down, and I called my father for some help, and unfortunately both of us were standing on the side of the road when a drunk driver sideswiped the both of us while we were standing outside the car.
Wow. Now, how did that affect you? I mean, again, you'd been involved in sports, and you were injured pretty seriously, correct?
Yeah, I was. I had a broken T5 and T6 vertebrae, some minor fractures on my foot, my hand, and lots of bumps and bruises between me and my dad both. You know, my dad had to have reconstructive surgery on his knee. So it was definitely a very, very scary moment. It was something that we weren't sure. You know, I mean, at the time, you know, I went to one place, my dad went to another. I still had no feeling in my legs at the time. My body was completely in shock. I mean, for the first 4 days, we weren't sure if I was going to walk again or what was going to happen, if they were going to be able to get the feeling back. And if you know anything about, you know, with back injuries, the higher it gets up towards your neck, that's when, you know, getting paralyzed can happen. It's usually not the lower lumbar that causes, right, you know, paraplegic or quadriplegic.
Yeah, I've actually fractured my lower back twice, once in a car wreck and once sled riding, I'm ashamed to say. So I was lucky myself that they were both lower and not upper. And I to this day, I'm a little bit older than you are, but I have some back pain from time to time. But to come back from that the way you did, and to, you know, to fight your way forward, just proves that you've got that kind of fighting spirit in you, which, you know, look at you now. You're a pro MMA fighter. Would you have believed it then? I mean,
no. I guess, like, you know, it's crazy because most people don't really understand that, like, when you go through traumatic moments like that in life, and that's why I never judge anybody for anything, because you don't know the way that tragedy can affect people, and sometimes tragedy can mean growth, and it can change an individual and make them into something that is so outside of this world that you don't get from having positive experience, or you don't get from having good things happen in life. I do think good things can come from bad experiences, just like good things can come from good experiences.
Right.
So let's talk about the career thus far. First, when did you go pro, and what was the experience like?
Oh, man, it's so crazy that all these fights mix in together. I always have to ask everybody, that's like, how many fights do I have? When did I start fighting? Who, you know, because it all, like, I just look at each fight as, like, my first and last fight. Every time I go into it, it's my first and last fight because each fight is different. And I feel like each one of them going in there, you know, means something a little bit different for your career, for your life, and plus your life evolves. So I believe in 2010, I actually turned professional. It's been 2 years now. And my first professional fight was against a girl named Amanda Lavoie. And again, at the time, you know, I was the underdog. You know, I wasn't looked at as this big name. So, you know, people in Cleveland knew me, but, you know, she was an opponent from out of Cleveland. And, you know, people knew of Amanda. Amanda, you know, is known for kind of being a little sassy, kind of talking trash, you know, to people. And it was excited to be able to have a girl like that come in because I hadn't really dealt with that much as an amateur. As an amateur, you just kind of, whatever girl they could find, you fought. And so I'd have to say most of my amateur career wasn't a lot of smack talking. It was once I got to the pro level that, you know, it means a lot more to people. We're talking paychecks. We're talking, you know, money for your food, bills, everything. And it just, right. it became different. And I enjoyed that much more because I knew that when there's more riding on the line, I train hard and I worked out harder.
Well, you're going to be facing off against a tough opponent here soon, Zoila Jadel. Can you talk a little bit about your thoughts on that fight?
Obviously, you know, I respect Zoila and I respect any female that gets in MMA, but, you know, when it all boils down to it, you know, this is a sport and just like anything, you know, there's only one winner. You know, there's not multiple winners. There's only one winner at that time.
Right.
So my respect for Zoila is, you know, is and always will be there for what she's done for herself and what she has done for the sport. But when it all boils down to it, I want to win and I want to be the best and I want to fight the best and I want to win against the best so that I can look my very best. So, you know, Zoila, the game plan with her is very simple. Stick to what I know and what I can do best.
Now, we were recently at the Bellator fight for Casey Noland and Zoila Jadel. We were pretty impressed with Noland's performance overall. Now, you've actually squared off against Noland before, correct?
Yeah, I did. Actually, Casey Noland was my first fight into Bellator.
And what were your thoughts on her fight with Jadel at 78?
to speak politically correct, I didn't feel like I saw the best Zoila Jadel that night. I saw a very, 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 very eager Casey Noland who had not stepped into the cage since the last time that we fought. And that's been over a year. I mean, in a year, I've had five fights. You know what I mean? Like, Casey, her last fight was me. So considering that, you know, Casey hadn't fought in a long time, I mean, personally, I thought Casey won the fight. I thought Casey did a lot more. I think the third round, Zoila definitely won, but it could have went either way. I felt like the first round, I gave the first round to Casey. The second round could have been, you know, could have gone both ways. If you're looking at it from the point of view of what Zoila went for as a submission, yeah, she went for submissions. Did she execute on all of them? No. But there were some takedowns that Casey did get also. So, I mean, I feel like it was a back and forth. The third round, I think Casey was a little winded. I think Zoila did a much better job in the third round.
I'm going to have to agree with you. We talked to a few people. I was kind of shocked at... I thought it would be a split decision. I was a little shocked at the unanimous decision.
Me too.
Calling.
Me too. I definitely thought that.
I was very impressed with Noland's performance that night, though. I thought she did a great job. I'm really, really interested after watching that fight and knowing that you two are about to go off against each other. I'm really excited to watch that fight coming up. It's going to be a good one, I think. So we're really looking forward to it.
No, I
think it's going to be good for everybody. I think it's going to be great for women's MMA. Like, and I think the first and foremost is that the 125 pound weight cut, you know, needs some identity, and me and Zoila are going to give it that. So I'm excited for all that.
What specific training do you go through in preparing for a fight like your upcoming bout with Jadel?
You know, I'm a full-time fighter. I'm a full-time athlete. I am, you know, I spend my life in this gym. I mean, I'm in and out here. My days are revolved around it. So you know, we try not to focus. I think that's one of the biggest, you know, downfalls in MMA is that people try to focus so much on the other person that they forget what they're good at and they forget what they know that they need to work on.
Right.
And going through a camp like this, you know, we take what mistakes that we made from our last fight, we make them better, but we just stick to our own game plan. I game plan for myself.
Now, recently, Dana White signed on Miesha Tate and Ronda Rousey to the UFC. What did you think about when you heard that news?
I think it's awesome. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of time. I think that, you know, I think that women's MMA is here, and it's really virtually not going to go anywhere. So I think it's awesome news for women's MMA. I think it's awesome news for, you know, Rousey. But, I mean, let's be for real. Like, UFC is not interested in building a multi-class women's division.
Right.
Okay. Basically meaning different weight classes. They're really looking for just the 135. And not that that's a bad thing. And I think that's great that they're doing that with, you know, Rousey. But I feel like no one gives the respect to Bellator and the fact that they've already been doing a women's tournament. You know, I think this last year they caught a lot of slack in the sense that, oh, they weren't doing this with them, they weren't doing this with the women. But I think that what they were trying to come up with was a game plan on how they're going to promote all of us and how they're going to make us be here for a long period of time. And well, I think that gets a lot, they don't get enough respect for that. I think that they're doing a great job promoting me, promoting their women and the women that want to promote them back.
And with that too, you have, I mean, let's face it, UFC's been around for a little while, but women are finally just starting to get kind of the attention that they deserve in MMA. And so to think, you know, Bellator's out there doing it, and like you said, maybe they're trying to figure out the best way to promote it. There's a lot of times where we've talked about it. We watch all of them, you know, but sometimes I actually prefer places like Bellator. Something about, I don't know, maybe it's the caliber of fighters. I feel like they get in there and they seem to put on a better show, have a little more spirit, a little more attitude, and I kind of agree with you. I mean, I think it's great, too, that UFC is doing this. Who knows what we'll see in the future from them, but I agree with you. I hope people don't forget that there are places like Bellator out there that already do this sort of thing. So maybe they should give a little attention there.
I mean, look, you know, whenever we can only give respect to the people that are doing something. I can't shun away from, you know, Bellator and how awesome they've done. I mean, you know, right now they are the big stage for me at 125 pounds. And I mean, I'm going to capitalize as much as I can on it. And I'm going to promote them just as much as they promote me. And I'm going to make this a positive experience no matter what the outcome is, because that's what's important is the outcome of, you know, the experience that you go through and the people that you meet. And I mean, I heard it best when I was watching like one of George St. Pierre's, UFC things, I think it was last weekend, whenever he says, if you're not having fun, you shouldn't be doing it. Like, I'm having fun doing everything I'm doing. Like, don't ever think for a second that, like, I don't choose to cut the weight. I don't choose to have, you know, if I struggle with a weight cut, that's my own fault. You know, if I'm not happy about a matchup, I'm the one who said yes to it. You know what I mean? Like, I'm the one who says yes, and I'm the one who says virtually no. So when people complain about fighting or doing anything, I mean, you need to take a look at the big picture. Be happy that we even have the opportunities in front of us.
Yeah, that's a major point. I mean, I know you fight in Bellator now, but what's your thoughts on the Invicta fighting promotion? Do you think you might look into fighting in that direction as well, or you dedicated to Bellator only and that's the way it's going to be?
Well, obviously I'm under contract with Bellator, and I'm still going to be under contract with them for, you know, a little while longer. And, I mean, right now I'm supporting the organization that's supporting me the most. And right now that is the NWFS and Bellator. I don't know what my future holds. I know that my future is going to have something, you know, wonderful as long as I continue to stay on the path that I am, continue dieting, continue training full-time. None of that can be taken away from me. So, really, whoever is going to give me my chance to showcase my fighting ability, I'm going to do that, you know, with whatever, with whoever and whatever's going to be the best opportunity. And right now, the best opportunity for me is Bellator. And if somehow Invicta comes along after I've fulfilled my obligations with Bellator, then so be it. Then I have to reevaluate when I get there. But I can't say enough that, you know, all these, Invicta is good for, you know, Bellator and good for all these other organizations around us, because they kind of set the pace and they help make it show that women's MMA is here to stay.
Amen. Well, like I said, I'm a I'm a huge Bellator fan. We've seen a couple of our friends be lucky enough to get their pro debuts with Bellator. Again, I love watching them. Something about it. I like I say, I watch it all. I'll be watching UFC tonight. You know, I love watching it all. But Bellator, I don't know. They put on a great show. The fighters seem to want it, and it's just a lot of heart in there in that cage, and I enjoy watching it. So we look forward to watching you on December 7th. It's gonna be a heck of a fight. I think we're looking forward to it. Who knows which way it's gonna go, but we'll be pulling for you. Before we go, Stu, you.
Before we go, where can our listeners follow you online as far as social media or our website? And if you want to give a shout-out to your sponsorships and your gym as well.
Yeah, you know, I'm funny. I'm probably the only female fighter that is somewhat of a noticeable level that doesn't have a website. I don't know. I mean, I'm just worried about fighting. I mean, I guess I really don't. I need to work on that a little bit more. So you will see a website out soon. I am working on it, just slow taking here, but you can find me on my Instagram, my Twitter, my Facebook, you know, Jessica Evil, all one word. You can follow me on all of them. You can usually get me through there. I mean, I'm very, very proactive on my fans and answering everybody. I mean, I think I will always be like that. I want to obviously thank everybody here at the gym. I mean, I'm just so blessed with such a wonderful group of people that I've known for almost going on a full decade now, that I'm blessed to have them. And you know, we've all succeeded together, we've all failed together, and we just continue to get closer and closer as people try to take us down or maybe tear us down in any way. Obviously, I want to thank all my sponsors, you know, Intimidation Clothing, Chico Stick, Hans Auto Mall, John T. Lennon for everything that he's done, and also, you know, Team Cribs and Josh Cribs with the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they're huge backers of me. I mean, they're really trying to help me promote and get Cleveland noticed, and I think it's awesome that, you know, Cleveland athletes getting behind Cleveland athletes.
Well, again, we really thank you for taking a few minutes. We'll go ahead and wish you luck. I don't think you'll need it. Your training will probably do all it needs to do when you get in the cage, but we're going to wish you some luck anyway. We really appreciate
Thanks.
You. We really appreciate you taking a few minutes with us here today.
Well, I appreciate all the support you guys are giving me. It really means a lot. Anytime you guys want me to come on or get a teammate on, just let me know, and I'll make sure it happens.
I almost guarantee we'll hold you to that. So,
and if there's any kind of promotions awesome. You want to do as far as like for upcoming fights and all, feel free to post on our Facebook page.
Yeah,
and
if you
feel
have
free to post any anything
news,
you need to know.
Anything you want us to shout out on the show, just drop us a line and we'll do that.
Awesome, guys. Thanks. I really appreciate it.
Right about now, you're asking yourself, why do I keep coming back here? And the answer? Because we kick ass. The Takedown MMA Radio.
All right. What are you barking over there? What are you doing, Casey?
Whoop, 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 whoop.
See what I deal with?
Whoop, whoop.
See, and they wonder why I have strokes.
Whoop. Yay!
Okay. Well, we hope you enjoyed those. I hope you enjoyed those interviews. I don't know what's going on anymore. I don't. I think between training and being sick, me and Stu have lost most of our mental capacity.
Yay!
Yay!
Like an asylum.
Wow. Yeah, dude, it was weird because I didn't make it in. I started getting sick last Sunday, and Sunday we had a meeting, JavU meeting, with one of our clients, and then I started getting sick though, and then Monday I didn't go in to class because I felt like crap, and Wednesday I decided I was going to go, and I did the kids' class, but I just no way I would have made it through mine. I would have passed out. So, have you been training this week at all, Stu?
I went Monday and yesterday.
It's well, and you were sick last week.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
So it's I'm feeling pretty good now. Just leftover phlegm, so it's making me talk funny.
I've just been coughing a lot.
Oh my good Lord, dude! Monday, it was horrible Monday. What is JavU? Because I just mentioned JavU. If you don't know what JavU is, that's us. JaVu is our parent company. We do things like designs, logos,
shoot photos,
videos. Audio. We try to, and we do it to promote athletes, voice overs, fighters, yeah, things along those lines.
We also shoot pictures of models.
Men.
Yeah.
Male. Wow. Hand. Foot models.
I was thinking more of like a abdomen only.
Abdomen
only?
Yeah, just the abs. That's it.
Okay.
You're a freak.
Anyway.
No, just one ab.
Just one ab.
I'm afraid to let him keep talking, but at the same time.
How about one rib? How much for one rib?
At the same time, I don't want him to stop. anyway, a lot of the things we do, we design t-shirts, logos. Most recently, a new thing that Casey just started is designing a gi.
Yeah, first gi ever.
So it's going to be pretty cool. So if you've got a school and maybe you need help with logo design, or you need help with some promotional material, maybe you're an athlete, you need help with some promotional video, or you know, logo for you, or maybe you need help someone setting you up with some social media stuff, like you need help with a Facebook page or your Twitter account, you need help getting that set up, get in contact with us. You can either write us at thetakedownshow@gmail.com, or you can write us at javumediadesign@gmail.com. Either way, and let us know. We'll see what we can do for you. javumedia.com is up, and it's a work in progress. It's going to be, basically, there's a placeholder site up. We've got so much going on that...
Yeah.
Currently, Casey is designing a website for a client. We've got to work on our own website for the Takedown. Eventually, we'll get around to doing JaVu's official website. A lot going on right now, though.
And Jay, let me tell you, once we're done, it's going to look sexy.
He's a sexy mother... I'll tell you what.
Sexy motherfucker.
Damn it.
I didn't say the F word.
What did you say?
I said motherfucker. Like that. Yeah, that's what I said.
Whatever.
But that duck out.
Shut up.
That's what I said.
Shut up.
Come on.
I agree with Stu. Shut up.
Oh.
Yay.
Yay.
Anyway, we hope you guys enjoyed this week's interviews. I thought they were pretty cool. hopefully you guys watched UFC 154. It's a biggie, Pierre and Condit.
Yay, yay.
How about that turnout, man? I couldn't believe it. What did you guys think? We haven't watched it yet. We're watching it tomorrow.
Oh, dude, that fight was awesome. Remember that one dude hit that one dude in the face? Yeah.
We're watching it tomorrow.
Stop talking.
We're watching it tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Stu was there.
Again, on his phone. We want to thank our sponsors.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, probably. In other words, we highly recommend you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because we give you all the updates on stuff. However,
usually I'm on there like tweeting out who won and who's
ever,
up and all.
If you do follow us on Facebook or Twitter and you're watching the fight later, don't pay attention to us until you've watched it.
Or if you see up me posting on anything, it's like, I got this guy or I got that guy, let me know, and maybe we could put a small little wager on it for credits.
For credits.
Yes, credits.
You know what's interesting, and I've heard this fight or this argument brought up before. There are certain things you shouldn't spoil. For example, I watched The Walking Dead. I don't watch it until Monday nights. It comes out on Sundays, but I can't watch it on Sundays. I watch it on Monday. And I purposely avoid Facebook until after I've watched it on Monday, and Twitter, because somebody inevitably is going to...
Yeah.
You shouldn't do that. You should give a TV show or a movie a little bit of time. Live sporting events, kind of a different story.
Yeah, you should be watching it.
I understand some people can't.
Especially when it's free.
But
okay.
It's not
if it's free to the point where you go to a restaurant or something like a sports bar and watch it,
Like, well, I mean, it's the thing. I know some people tape it because they can't watch it if they're at work. But if you're at work or something, then you're not going to get on Facebook or Twitter anyway, so it's not going to matter.
Or you shouldn't be on.
Well, right. Yeah, good point.
Like me, I'm on it regardless.
I hope your work doesn't listen.
Hey, me too, dog. Me too.
I get blocked. I used to be. They blocked me at work now. I can get on my phone, but I don't like my Facebook app, so...
Blocking your phone?
No. I said I can get on my phone, but I don't like my Facebook app. Gotcha. So they block me at work now. My computer, I can't get on it anyway. I used to be able to, which, you know, I get breaks and lunch. Why can't I get on? But they block it. So they said too many people were getting on it when it wasn't break or lunch. I was not one of those people, though. Honestly, I wasn't. So I did check my email a lot, though, and I'm not allowed to do that anymore.
No.
They block that, too. I got to do that to my phone now, too. It's a pain in the butt. Anyway, nobody cares. Our sponsor, once again, we'd like to thank our sponsor, Swollen Knuckles, SwollenKnucklesClothing.com. Go over there, buy stuff, tell them that the Takedown sent you. They sell awesome MMA-inspired t-shirts, beanies. Like Stu said, he's got a great Swollen Knuckle gi patch. I don't see those on the sites, but they have them, so get in contact with them.
Sure if he's selling them now or if... I just have to get lucky.
But I bet if you get a hold of him, he might be willing to sell you one. You
never know.
And follow them on Facebook and Twitter as well. Muchos gracias for that. Again, Bellator 84, we will be there. If you're in the Chicago area, let us know. If you're going to be out there, even if you're not, we'd love to meet up with some fans of the show, some fans of MMA, and just talk some MMA afterwards. Let us know a good spot to meet up out in the Chicago area. We will be there. The 13th, the 14th, and the 15th. I thought you said you wanted to go to someplace else this time.
I said we stop at my...
Well, we'll stop at Giordano's on the way back. We'll get it to go.
Yeah, we'll go to my hometown.
I don't think you can. Because you guys remember we went to Giordano's and we're all starving. We're like, we're going to eat a large pizza. Steve's like, you ain't going to be able to eat it. We're like, dude. We can finish a large pizza.
Yep.
No. Yep. We brought some home. You brought some to Ray Ray, didn't you?
No, someone else did.
Oh, was it Bill?
Yeah, and it was a sliver.
Yeah, well, it's because it probably got eaten in the car, man. You couldn't ride. You brought some for yourself, but I think you ate it that night, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah,
Well, it doesn't matter. You know, you can't sit around it too long. I want to get Giordano's to sponsor us, man, because we will pimp them out every week. If you're in the Chicago, if you're ever out in the Chicago area,
Chicago.
It's this stuffed pizza. I don't even know how to... It's stuffed full of the stuff that should be on pizza.
It's thick.
But it is, oh my good Lord, it's delicious.
It's very, very thick.
It's great stuff, man. And getting to go out to Chicago with somebody like Stu, who it's been years, but he's from the area, so he knows a few things out there. It was fun.
Take us around, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He knows where to eat.
That's right.
Well, when you're a chunky little dude like Stu, you know where to eat.
Hey, practice.
Fat kids know where to eat, right?
Practice makes perfect.
All right, with that said, I'm starving, so we're going to get off here and go eat. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. TheTakedownRadio.com. There's a Twitter link and a Facebook link right there. We are at TheTakedownMMA on Twitter. I don't know how they find us on Facebook.
It's just The Takedown Radio.
You can search for The Takedown MMA, and that's how I found us on Facebook, literally. It's that easy.
Yeah, look for me, Stuart Diamond.
Stuart Diamond, I think I'm Jay Caudill.
Or Jay Caudill.
I'm Jay Emmett, JAYEMMITT on Twitter. So that's at Jay Emmett on
Twitter. I'm Motley underscore Stu at Twitter.
I'm KC Masterpiece on Twitter, but I hardly get on.
And that's Masterpiece as in like
P-E-A-C-E, Masterpiece.
He spells it weird down the line.
Yeah, I did it that way just to be different.
Yeah.
And difficult.
You are different.
Yeah, and difficult.
And
I respect your view. Thank you.
Shut up.
Wow.
You need to silence his mic.
We thank all you guys, everybody, for listening. If you have an event or something coming up, please let us know. I will mention it here on the show. And who knows if we're anywhere near the area. I'm relatively close. We would love to come out and kind of cover your event. If you have any fighters getting ready to go pro, if you are a fighter getting ready to go pro, please let us know. Again, you can write us at thetakedownshow@gmail.com.
And feel free to post anything on our Facebook wall if you are friends with us.
Absolutely, positively, do that.
Give me a holler and let me know.
He's going to give him a holler.
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 Yeah, we would love to do that as well. And again, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, because when we're out at things like Bellator, Stewie D here is our social media guy, and he will keep you updated on the events should you not be able to be there. Also, if I could get a little feedback, what people thought of the kind of Bellator highlight show, if people liked that, if they didn't like that, I need to know. So, shut up, Stewart. I kind of enjoyed it.
It was all you.
No, it was only 20 minutes of the highlight, though. I just thought it was kind of nice to get...
Yeah, it was a different change of pace.
Get a little feel for how things were going on. Anyway, let us know, and contact us and all that good stuff. And I think that's all I got. You guys got anything you need to say before we get out of here?
No, you covered it.
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, guys. Well, until next we speak to you, remember...
Keep kicking ass.
J-I-U-J-I-T-S-U.